Welcome, I'm Bastet. I'll be running your operation. The project's official name is the Adventurers' Research of Abnormal Civilian Experiences, or Project Arrowace for short, to investigate the unusual occurrences that have been happening everywhere recently. I've hired you all for your hands-on experiences.
I'm gonna be honest, I think we should run.
I don't know, I'm not a wizard in real life.
Tentacles belong in the ocean!
I also lost all my food, so Delphi, in a few hours you might start looking really delicious.
Okay.
You can't just kind of hand wave and say, oh yes, it's clearly from another plane of reality, without that implying a lot about a very powerful wizard doing it, or a university of powerful wizards doing it, or a god doing it.
It lets us know that when these other anomalies have been happening, it's potentially due to the use of temporal or spatial magic.
Who are you? I saw you in some kind of dream, but I think there's more to it than that. We need to talk.
I can't tell you exactly why I did all the things I did, but I did them. Okay?
Can everyone please roll for initiative?
Oh,
I nearly cut so hard.
Welcome to Deck of Many Aces, an actual play podcast made by actual aromantics. We are a group of people who identify as somewhere on the aromantic and or asexual spectrum, playing 5th edition D&D with a twist. Every character's past, present and future is based on a card drawn from the Deck of Many Things. I am Ellie, your DM, and somehow in the last 20 minutes I have been filled with snot.
Lovely.
So I will be your DM today, your demisexual
mucus.
No. Yeah.
Have I done that one before?
I'm pretty sure you have used that one before, I'm not going to lie.
I don't know.
I had like, you said it and it rung a huge bell.
Wait, don't we have the list?
We do have the
list! We have the list!
But I don't know if the list is up to date. The list, courtesy of Ouroboros, our fantastic Patreon patron.
Get up the list. Yes, you have done mucus.
Have you done Morgan?
Damn. I don't think I have. I can be a demisexual.
No, but
Morgan.
You have done Morin, so it does work. It does fit still.
Very close. Very close.
Anyway, we're all very happy to be here for this episode, aren't we?
Yeah. Nice. Okie dokie. I've just seen Deck of Many Aces just posted a photo. Chloe, were you doing the social media?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
What? Holy moly.
It's called multitasking.
Really? Yeah.
No. Oh my god. Yeah, would everyone like to introduce themselves so I can take a moment to sip my drink?
Hello, my name is Am. I play Tosia Athedel, the party battlemaster fighter and undecided barbarian.
Woo,
yay!
Woo, woo.
Both you, she, her pronouns, and we're both, like, so excited to see Garmaris.
Yay! She's coming home!
She's coming home! Tosia's coming home!
Home's coming to Tosia,
no.
Apparently.
They just love me so much. I'm the people's princess.
You are, to be fair.
Are you actually?
No, she's not a princess. She's equivalent to, like, a child of someone who was in the House of Lords, functionally.
You're like, yeah, the people's duchess. The people's...
But is she, like, famous?
No, I don't think so. It's like,
just
her job. Yeah.
I guess comparatively famous.
Is it like people who
people know who
people who care about politics know you're next in line for the whatever, but people who don't care about politics
but,
probably
yeah,
don't
exactly.
care.
Celebrity
exactly,
culture
yeah.
isn't a thing. People yeah. are like, oh my god, Tosia, what tusk polish do you use?
I'm going to halt this what? Derail to say, hello, my name is Chloe, and I play Rayna Riftwood, who is a tabaxi and a bard and a rogue, a swashbuckler rogue.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Even though she hates pirates. Don't talk to Raina about pirates. She'll get real mad real quick.
Not pirates can swashbuckle if they want to.
Yeah, like that's what Raina's doing. We both use she, her pronouns. And that's us. I'm in a weird mood tonight.
Me too.
I think we all are.
We all had a bit of a menti bee during check-in.
It's fine.
A menti bee.
You've got to get your menti bees out before you record an episode.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hello, I am Ira, and I'm playing Delphi the Growfoot Warlock. I use she, they pronouns, and Delphi uses she, her pronouns. I don't have anything filmed to say. Currently, I'm sewing, so that's what, like, half of my attention is going on.
What are you sewing?
Are you repairing
my jumper, because the big pocket at the front was coming off.
Oh, no!
Oh, sad.
It's not the fine. Big pocket.
This is why you learn to sew, kids. Kids, learn to sew so that you can do this.
It's a useful life skill.
Do learn to sew. It's a very good life skill to have.
It is.
Yeah.
And that's coming from someone like me who can sew very badly, but just enough to occasionally fix a thing.
Hi, I'm Katie. I play Morgan. I use she or they pronouns. Morgan uses she, her. She's a wizard. And she's currently trying to figure out if she can avoid visiting her mother's house.
Very valid.
I feel like a lot of people can probably relate to that.
What happened last time?
We did a walk. And
we
decided
about our class updates.
Yeah.
Yes.
We decided that we cannot agree, and so we'll simply avoid the subject.
Like a healthy party do.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very funny, though, because 50% of you is team murder. 25% is team murder, but wish you'd done it sneakier. And 25% is moral compass, murder bad.
That's the thing. Think murder's good. It's just sometimes justified.
Yeah, neither
but she
does Tosh.
She just
believes in him.
If we get into this again, we're going to spend another half an episode on this. And we have spent like three straight episodes discussing whether or not we should have murdered or murdered the future Lara opulences. So let's move on.
A straight in my episode?
It's more likely than you think.
Get a free PC check today.
Better check under your beds, folks.
Check their alignment.
Lauren brought up the fact that there may be a folklore about Seth, like, appearing and screaming and then disappearing, and we all kind of remembered it, but didn't, except Morgan, who kind of lived in a world where two realities existed at once, and it deeply upset her,
hey,
that she didn't tell any of us about.
People hold differing, but conflicting beliefs all the time. It's fine.
Yes, but Morgan's very clever and has noticed
Morgan
this as a weird time thing. I think at one point during all of this traveling, what you may or may not have noticed Morgan trying to sneakily like point the weirdometer at her own head.
There's no way you can do that subtly.
No, definitely not.
We approached this Antebra. And,
I was going to say, let's jump right into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we ended off with...
We're getting a hotel?
With Antebra. Yeah, Antebra and Gaimarus. I will let this be led by you guys. What would you like to do?
What time of day is it?
We woke up at like 1 and then pretty immediately left. And you said it was like an hour's journey.
Yeah. So it's like probably like 3,
in the afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, you have like a couple of hours before the ball itself.
Cool.
So it's the ball tonight already? That's soon.
Yes, I may have said something contradictory in earlier episodes, but
it's
to
fine.
That I say
Past
time
Ellie is wrong.
Doesn't exist.
Currently early.
Past Ellie is wrong, and also, have you not been paying attention? Time isn't working properly in this universe.
That's
Past
definitely
Ellie is
why.
A liar and a cheat, and should not
yeah.
be trusted.
Exactly. Shrug
I mean,
emoji.
we don't need somewhere to stay. We can just stay with my family if you don't want to stay with yours, Morgan.
I think I would like to try and see if I can find my sibling, Diane. And then I think I would like to go to Gaimarus and not go to this ball. Is what I think I would like.
That's fair. Do you want us to... I mean, she kind of looks like a little, like, looking very longingly towards Gaimarus, and she's like, do you want us to come with you to see Diane?
If you like. They'd be quite happy to know I've got some friends and everything. But you don't have to. You should go and see your family. Can I come and see your family once I've seen my one valuable family member.
I'm going to give Morgan my sigil.
Oh, thank you.
So that she would just have to, like, flash it at the guards.
Is this,
and
like,
they
your
would
only
know,
sigil,
like,
or
cool.
Do you have a couple?
I have, like, she gestures to, like, letters in her pack and her sword and the little, like, circlet that's kind of on her head. It technically, protocol dictates I should have that. I think I'm good.
Okay, so this individual one is important.
Yeah, I mean, I can get another one, but it's
okay.
It's basically like a family signet ring, sort of.
All right, I will keep it safe.
I am probably going to go help out our new friends as well. If you guys both want to go with Morgan, that's fine. If someone wants to come with me, also fine.
I'll go with you.
Yay! Okay, cool!
Murder gang together!
Do you say that?
No.
I'd actually quite like to meet a cleric of Collector. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, they're nice.
If that's okay, Morgan.
Let's start with... Let's start with Tosia. So it's you and Delphi are heading into the city straight away. Is mm-hmm. that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Or am I misremembering? Yeah.
We'll I have other stuff I want to do, but, like, at the moment, she just is excited to see her family.
Yeah, of course. So you head into the city with Alwyn and Pikelet. It is a fully wheelchair accessible city because obviously they're an engineering city, and it's really important that they are able to, you know, wheel things around and easily transport things. So basically the city is almost entirely accessible by ramp.
And I assume they've invented lifts in this world because that would make it
quite
that too. Easy.
Also, like, from it, it's kind of a more industrial revolution kind of era, and not to get too real about it, but people are losing limbs with more frequency than sort of like in Aftersorbus.
I guess they're all fighting unnecessary battles as well, aren't they? So
yeah, there's a lot of fighting and it's fully automatized, so stuff goes wrong.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, so you and Delphi walk through the gates of the city with no trouble. You get a deferential bow and Ms. Atherdeal at the door, and then as you kind of traverse through the city streets, you do get a couple of stares and a couple of like excited whispers, both for Delphi and her sort of inherent strangeness, but also for you, Tosia, for the few people who do recognize you. For the people in the know, they know that you've been away from home, and so it's exciting and a surprise that you're back.
Yeah.
Who are you planning on seeing first? Your father or your uncle?
I'm going to go see my father.
So you head to the library?
Yes.
Would that be...
Yeah.
Would that be your first instinct?
I'm picturing a sort of, like... Oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the like, big library in London. The big one.
British Library?
I don't live in London.
Yeah. That's the British Library. Yeah, I'm picturing like the British Library in London.
I do a Google. I don't think I've ever been to the British Library.
It's beautiful.
I do a fast Google.
I know that the National Library is in Aberystwyth.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
That's incredible.
The like big sweeping window dome room.
Oh, you know what? I was actually when... I think maybe because you mentioned dome in the previous episode, I was already thinking about... domed ceiling, domed library.
I'm picturing like Victorian architecture in terms of the style.
Lovely.
Very, very Mortal Engines inspired.
You head into this beautiful, well-lit library with the sunlight sort of streaming through. You can kind of make your way through and sort of quietly make your way into the back where there are some sort of official offices. The door to your father's office is open. He has his back to the door and he looks like he's by the window poring over some manuscript deep in thought, his sleeves rolled up, ready to work. But he looks up when he hears you at the door and breaks into the biggest grin you've ever seen and goes, "Tozzy! What are you doing here?"
Dad! She runs and she gives him a big hug and she lifts him off the ground. Because he's not very strong.
I think, Delphi, you can probably hear, like, the, like, crunching sound of, like,
bones.
You know, it's, like, bones. Yeah. Not from them breaking, but just, like, that, like, exhalation of air coming out. yeah, I think he holds on to you for such a long time. It's so lovely to see you. How are you doing? You look well. Are you eating enough?
Yes, yeah, I'm eating loads. They have really good veggies.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I kind of flex to show like the gained muscle mass.
Oh, aye. You're doing well. Oh, I'm so proud of you. I keep getting the snow globes you're sending your brother. They're amazing. Tell me everything. Tell me about what's going on.
Well, we were helping some people out recently in Navarroche. Things went a little bit wrong, but I do have some friends. This is Delphi. She's been traveling with us. She's so good at fighting and doing magic. And these are my new friends, Pikelet and Olin, and they helped us out of a pretty sticky situation recently.
Oh, amazing. He crosses the room and promptly without asking, sorry, picks up Delphi gives her a hug.
This is a first.
And he's like, thank you so much for looking after my little girl.
Of course. She's very good. I don't know how to what to say.
Oh, I know.
Adorable.
He kind of comes in, picks up Pikelet and gives Olwen a big hug as well and shakes her hand. It's like, oh, it's so lovely. So is this your party then?
Well, Olin and Pikelet are just some friends. The other two members of my party, actually one of them is from Antebra. So she's gone to visit her family with our other friend. But actually, Olin and Pikelet were looking at potentially emigrating. They were wondering, I know you have some leads in the sort of the R&D sector. I was wondering if perhaps we could introduce them and find them a good place to start. They're very, very talented. I've seen their work.
Oh, I'd be more than willing to. Yes, I mean, that wheelchair is a fine specimen of engineering. So, well, if that's anything to do with you, then I'm very impressed. Let's have a look and see what we can do. And Olwen wheels over and he begins kind of like, he pulls out like a kind of a directory and starts looking through it. Do you want to hang around at this point, or do you want to see your uncle?
I'll like have a brief catch up with my dad, and kind of, which we like don't need to roleplay, but being like, oh, like, how's my brother getting on? How's like work been? How's the city been? Nothing kind of like of interest. I'll recount our adventures, very deliberately leaving out the part about seeing my mother's spirit and also
what
my
about
aunt.
Iona?
Yeah, like, yeah, no, I'm leaving that out. Yeah. I haven't told anyone about Iona. When it kind of like conversation comes round to my uncle, then I'll be like, yeah, I guess I should probably go report to him.
Yeah. I think all your dad will say is about, he'll probably say, oh yeah, your brother's not free at the moment. He's locked himself away studying. He's really got a little bit more serious since you've gone. I think you leaving has made him grow up a little bit. But you should go and see your uncle. You should go and say hi and check in with him. Make sure everything's tip top. But it's so lovely to see you. Are you going to the ball tonight?
Oh yes. I probably don't have anything to wear. Is there, you know, my old dresses are still about?
Oh, aye, but to be honest, you might have grown out of them at this point with all that extra muscle mass.
You just flex and the sleeves will come off and then you could just wear it like that.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll find something.
Hang on. Oh, okay. And listen, I know you're a wage earner now, but you're still my little girl. Let's see. And he's just gonna sort of rustle in his drawers and pull out 50 GP and say, just go get yourself something nice. You've earned it.
435 gold in my pouch now. Thank you very much. I'll be like, thank you, Dad, thank you. She's like a little bit embarrassed, but she's like, actually, Delphi doesn't know that much about social customs, so I'm probably fine. And then it's like, okay, thank you. My friends and I are also planning to stay here. There's probably room just like on my floor in the tower. So, but just so if you need to let any of the house staff know.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I will send them a bell now. Let them know they can make up some rooms, and we'll put some hot water bottles in as well. Make sure the beds are nice and warm and cosy for you all.
Thank you,
Mind
Dad.
Mind you, I don't know how much sleeping you'll be doing. These balls, they tend to go on late, don't they?
Oh, I don't know that everyone else is coming, but I gave Morgan my sigil. She's actually, I'm going to kind of like lower my voice and be like, she's a hostess daughter and she does not like her mother.
Poor thing. Gosh, that's delicate, isn't it? Well, I'm sure that they're best placed to understand how to navigate that. I wouldn't want to get involved.
Exactly. Anyway, I'll go talk to... She kind of, like, mocks... Does, like, a mock expression. Like, His Royal Highness. I'll see you probably... you're coming to the ball? I'll see you there?
Yes, you'll see me there. You'll see me there.
Excellent. Okay, I'm going to give him a kiss on the cheek. And then,
nice.
Like, kind of head out.
Lovely. Adorable. Okay, cool.
Oh, Tosia loves her dad. Like, I was like, Tosia's dad is great and she loves him and that's all.
Yes. So, are you bringing Delphi with you to meet your uncle as well?
Yeah, Delphi's absolutely welcome to come, but yeah, she doesn't have to.
They have no idea what else to do, so they will follow you around like a puppy for a bit.
As we are kind of on our way, I'm going to be like, so I haven't told my uncle everything about our adventures because he's kind of like he's like a commander, he's like a military commander, right? So when I see him, he's great at what he does, but I'm his soldier first and then I'm his heir and niece second. You understand?
Sure.
I'm sure he'll be very polite to you, but... just know that he can be quite blunt and very forthright and just not really think about other people and their feelings and more about what is kind of the most immediate thing to do in a situation. Does that make sense? Just don't be... He might be rude, sorry, but don't be mad, please.
Okay.
And don't argue with him.
Mm? Why are you going to see this person?
Because he's... basically my boss.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, exactly. It's like family, but also my boss. And then his job's going to be my job one day. It's complicated. It's so complicated. But I love him, technically, so yay.
Sorry, carry on.
I have this exact relationship. Weird, and then you're like... This is my uncle / boss / person. God.
It is that feeling of, like, having an older relative who you love in the sense that they've always been there, but you kind of have no existing relationship with beyond the fact that one day they're going to die and you're going to inherit a lot of money, except if instead of a lot of money, in Toja's case, it's, like, her future and job.
Okay, yeah, so you head out of the library and what do you think your uncle would be?
He would probably be in... So, I think since he kind of became the sort of Lord of Mortal Prowess of the city, the office and his quarters have become the same set of few rooms. It's going to be the place with a lot of the best vantage point in the city for sort of commanding movements and forces.
Yeah.
It's up to you where that kind of is. I'm imagining, like... almost like, you know, the BT Tower?
Yes.
With that kind of like full range of view all around.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh,
so
you
I
give
think...
him like 360 view during... I don't think the whole city goes to war, but like, you know.
I'm imagining like a not a panopticon because that's a prison, but the same kind of idea of like he's prioritizing like vision and control.
Yeah.
Talk about paranoia.
So you had...
Yeah. He's interesting.
You head up to the highest point of the city. Once you reach that kind of level, you go up in a lift to... It's not like the BT Tower, because I think that, like, having a sort of needle-like structure on top of a moving object strikes me as, like, kind of spindly.
Mm.
I think it's a bit more reinforced than that, but the top, like, office is sort of set apart from everything else, and it is, like, as you head up, I think as you head in, you get through this first round of doors fine, and then at the second round of doors, a security guard sort of scans you down, and then you're allowed through, but they stop Delphi and say, we're going to need you to get rid of your weapons.
Oh, sure. And Delphi will take out the a dagger and put it. And, like, okay. Hand it to them and be like, yeah.
I'm going to get them to roll an insight check. Oh, they got a nat 20. You walk through the scanner and it beeps, and they, like, have a look at an imaging thing for a while, and then they go, and your magic item there, pointing to the crystal.
Yeah, sure. I can get rid of that. And then Delphi will, like, move it in the air and it's gone. She's like, cool.
Yep. You spend, like, another 5 minutes with this security guard, like, now visibly sweating, kind of, like, looking through the handbook to be like, is this okay?
I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah, and then eventually they wave you up.
That took a spell slot, but it was totally worth it.
That was really funny. Nice. Toshi's like, that was brilliant. I used to try and prank them all the time when I was little. I never succeeded, so this is catharsis.
As you head up to the top floor, and you enter into your uncle's offices, and as has been discussed, the windows offer a panoramic view of the city below, and then stretching off into the horizon, you can see Navrosh in the south and the ocean beyond it. You can see up to the north the distant specks of Bror and the mountains beside it. Your uncle turns around and says, Torzia?
I salute. Very formally. And I say, my lord?
At ease.
Oh, stand at ease. This is Delphi. She's a party member of mine, a fellow soldier. She's been helping gather the information that I've been reporting to you.
Very good.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
And you. Looking out for each other in the field, then.
A nod.
Fantastic. Well, any news? How go your travels?
We have run into a little bit of political trouble with Navrosh, but everything seems to be in order.
Political trouble?
Aye. There was a job we were hired to solve, and it turns out the perpetrator was the person who hired us, which we found out after a swift decision had been made.
I see. Well, I trust that you're able to sort your own messes, and if not, we'll have to discuss how it affects diplomacy, but that's not really for my house to decide.
I nod cutly.
Everything else okay? In good health? Keeping up regimes?
Absolutely. I've been making sure to keep on top of my studies as well as fighting, and I hope the rest of my team, who unfortunately couldn't join us as they're visiting their own family in Antebra, have found my leadership to be decisive, supportive and useful.
One of your colleagues is from Antebra.
She's the daughter of our hostess tonight.
Interesting. Well, I presume that you're attending tonight alongside your father. I won't be joining.
I expected as such. You need to take care of the city.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, I cannot rest. There's always potential threats to be on the lookout for. You understand.
Can I do some kind of insight check? Just to see, like, if he seems normal or more paranoid slash lack of sleep than usual.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. That's a 17 plus 1, 18.
He's still keeping it together, like he's very composed, but you can see he does look tired, you know? Mm. He's got like circles under his eyes. He has a sort of slightly... He's a very stoic person, but yeah. He's got a kind of an edge to him that maybe it's always been there and you've never noticed it before, but coming back after being away for a while, there's an edge of something there that you're not entirely comfortable with.
I just thought I would also stop by in case there's any further questions you wish to ask about our reports. Otherwise, I will go and prepare myself for this evening.
Not as of yet, no. I don't have anything. Your reports have been very thorough. Delphi, was it?
Yes.
May I ask, what class are you?
I kind of nod. I'm like, go ahead.
He knows it's a game.
I am a magic user. I don't entirely know what you mean.
What strain of magic? Are you a wizard? Are you trained? Are you a sorcerer? Untrained? Divine beast?
I gained access to my abilities quite recently. I'm not entirely sure how, but through some source.
I see.
I do not believe I was born with that.
Interesting. Well,
I'm sorry, I have not encountered this phrase before.
You're from the Spicy Forest, is that right? Shut up, Casey.
Sorry, just in such a serious...
Hearing such like a serious stoic man, yeah.
The Spicy Forest.
Okay.
In front of the Calamity.
Yes, I'm from Calamity.
Very interesting civilization there.
I call it my home. Yours is more interesting to me.
I'm sure. Well, Tosia, I imagine that adventuring is an expensive pursuit, and I'm sure you're well compensated, but just in case you're ever in need of any kind of extra tools or skills, reaches into his drawer and he pulls out 50 GP and gives it to you.
Yay! Oh my goodness.
Why didn't we come here earlier?
Because they're always moving around!
Well, if that'll be all?
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing you before our departure, my lord.
Oh yes, Tosia. After the ball, could you come back to Gaermaris? Not permanently, you understand. Oh. Just to discuss some things further. Mm. You can bring one of your friends if you like.
Absolutely, I will. She panicked for a bit when he was saying that, but as he said, not permanently, she like visibly relaxed. Yes, absolutely. I know that my friend is also speaking to her family about a potential line of investigation, so I'm sure we'll be able to both be useful in our own separate ways.
Fantastic. Well, I'll see you then.
I will wait for him to officially dismiss me before I go.
You're dismissed.
I kind of like click my heels together and turn around and walk out.
Hello, hello, you lovely lot. It's me, it's only Chloe. You know the drill by now. It's break time. Go get a drink, go get a snack, look after yourselves. But in the meantime, you might consider listening to little old me, because I'm here to tell you ways you can support our lovely little podcast. The best way you can support us is by joining our Patreon. For as little as £3 per month, you will get a shout out on the podcast and access to our patron-only Discord. Plus, there's a bunch of other tiers on there with much more exciting benefits, like access to our bonus content, our side quest episodes, for example. You can have access to DM notes and character sheets. You can get your own personalized message right here in the middle. Woo! And you can even have the opportunity to play TTRPG with us, with the cast. And we're basically celebrities at this point. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You can find that at patreon.com/deckofmanyaces. Be sure to check it out. You can even join for free and get updates that way. Of course, if you're not prepared to pay per month, you can always make a one-time donation to our supporter Acast link, which is right there in the episode description.
Today's promo is for the Monsters Playbook. The Monsters Playbook is an actual play Monster of the Week RPG podcast where the real world crashes into the paranormal over and over and over again. Roll trailer!
My name is Johnny, and I'm the host, executive producer, and Prince of Lies for the Monsters Playbook. What's the Monsters Playbook? It's an actual play Monster of the Week podcast set in my hometown of Minneapolis, Minnesota, where no monster can hurt you as badly as you can hurt yourself. It's a character-focused adventure where you'll meet Kira Ashwood, a journalist with a cult past she's desperate to atone for, and a secret power hidden even from herself. Casey Davis, a taciturn secret agent becoming disillusioned with the agency she thought she could trust. Theo Nessos, a professional sorceress trying to escape the shadow of her powerful magical family. And Mark Clayton, a pretty haunted introvert who just wants to make sense of his powers and all the weird things that keep happening to him. This is a show where danger could just as easily come from an otherworldly threat as from the fragile emotions that anchor our characters and bind them together. If you like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, The Dresden Files, or any city-set supernatural story with monstrous threats and messy feelings, check out the Monsters Playbook. New episodes every other Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's head over to Morgan. I was so ambitious when I was like, oh, this is only going to be two episodes. This is more than that. I'm so silly.
Well, so the entire you thought the entire ball arc would be two episodes?
Yeah. Yeah, never. I did. Yeah. Okay, Katie, Morgan, where would you find Diane, do you think?
It's the middle of the day, so I think Diane would probably be at the temple to Kalaxa. She's gonna head pretty much straight there, trying to keep her head down and her wings kind of tucks in close and stuff, but aww. I think she'd probably get fewer stairs than she would in some places.
I think
did,
so.
Did Raider's coming with, right?
Yeah, I'm tagging along.
So this is my sibling who are going to go try and talk to.
Sure. This is the one you
like.
This
is like, the one I like, yes. We're going to try and avoid the ones good. I don't okay. like. This is, their name is Diane Harmony Aldridge. You can probably just call her Diane. And
they're Raina's chill. Like brushing off as much as she
no,
can.
No, you don't need to do that. They're chill. Like, if you were to go to this ball, you definitely need an outfit change, but you're not even wearing a waistcoat. But, sorry, that was rude.
I've got a jacket.
Yeah, I need a waistcoat and a jacket, though. Are you? Do you want to go to this ball?
I don't know.
There would be probably decentish food.
Now that is tempting. Well, I've never been to a ball.
Can you dance?
They sound very exciting.
Do you know how to dance?
I can dance a Kaylee. Square dance?
Yeah, it's that kind of thing. Less jumpy, more sedate.
Right. Well, it seems quite stressful.
It's stressful for me because I can't dance, and also my mother would be there. But my mother isn't your mother, so yeah. If I can't remember how many plus ones Tosia has, but He'd probably be interested for you to go once, but no, I think I'm heading to Garmaris as soon as possible, unless we need to, unless we need me to go and beg favours from Mother Dearest, I would probably rather get out.
Of course. Well, I'll follow your lead.
All right. I'd like to try and make my way to the temple.
Yeah. So as you wander through the outermost streets, you quickly have to switch to using a boat as a mode of transport because the city is just so waterlogged. It's a little bit like Venice, but less glamorous,
less deliberate.
Yes, exactly. Where there, so you catch a sort of like a gondola and it takes you through the streets. Raina, this would probably be quite cool for you because the only tiefling you've met is Morgan. And as you sail through the streets, you see tieflings in every different colour that you could possibly imagine. So, you know, there's green tieflings and yellow tieflings and blue tieflings and red tieflings and, you know, all kind of walking around. It's like the most drab scenery for the most colourful group of people that you've ever met. So you pull up to the temple. Outside, there are like plenty of street vendors and kind of people hawking goods. So it's treated with a little bit less reverence than a lot of temples in a lot of other cities. But as you weave your way through the tradesmen and head inside, Morgan, you look around. You look through all of the kind of the pews and even, you know, pop into the back rooms. And Diane is nowhere to be seen.
I'd like to see if I can find someone who works there.
You catch the attention of one of the clerics who looks at you and goes, Serenity Aldridge.
Yes, I was...
Wow, what are you doing in our temple? Would you mind stepping out of the temple? Can we help you? Or...
Yeah, I was just looking for Harmony.
Oh, sibling Harmony, yes. They're not here. They haven't been for a little while. They travelled up north, I think.
Okay.
Is that all you're in here for? And this cleric starts making sort of tiny shooing
motions. So it's one of the conservative ones,
hands.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, if they're not here, then I think I will take my leave. Yes, thank you. Do you know where north, by any chance?
Oh, goodness. To be honest, everything outside of Antebra is just a little bit... They don't really do worship like we do, do they? No, was it... I don't think it was Broad. It was somewhere near the mountains. Oh, where's that big sort of swirly void thing? I think it was somewhere around there.
Swirly... Okay.
You know the
one. I know the one.
Swirly void thing. Yeah. They were doing some kind of religious pilgrimage. Anyway, if that's all that we can help you with, we really do have a very busy schedule today, so if you just...
Yep, I'm going, you know, I'm going, aren't we, Raina?
Does your mother know that you're in town?
Good question. Bye.
As we exit, I'm just going to turn to Morgan and be like, well, I did not like them.
They were a little friendlier when I was living in Antebra myself, a little bit more used to me, but I didn't recognise them, maybe.
What is their problem?
Well, I hate to keep beating the same drum, but and then she kind of rustles her wings a bit.
But why? I don't get it.
It's not done. It's just not done.
What's not done?
Me.
Having wings?
Yes.
Well, what's... Well, how's that your fault?
Good question. Raina, you are so refreshing to talk to. Thank you.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Unless I need to beg favour from Mother Dearest, that is all I want to do here. Let's go. Possibly.
Cool.
Sure.
Although, well, if you did want to go to the party tonight, there's a little bit of time for get you outfitted, but Otherwise, I am heading in to find the others, I believe.
Well, let's go see what the others want to do first.
All right.
Okay, so you're heading to Gaimarus then?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yes, as you and Reyna are heading out of the city, can I get you both to do perception checks for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a 19.
That is a 16.
Both of you... Hang on, let me actually roll a thing for...
Oh, good. It's a sentient creature.
You're being followed by somebody.
Oh, way to spoil it.
Soz, you're being followed.
That's it.
You notice that you are being followed. Yeah.
Because you are like rustling dice in the background. I thought you hadn't rolled yet and you were just being like, yeah, you're being followed. I'll give you some information in a bit.
No.
I was about to start telling you what spells I was casting.
I don't know what to do with this information.
Can I cast a spell?
I was going to say, I was like, cast Vicious Mockery.
You can cast a spell if you like, yeah.
I'd like to cast a spell and hold it in place into a little bead and give it to Green.
Mm.
And then I want Green... Nice. To fly back and see if he can have a look at what's following us.
Okay.
What spell Green I've given flies... Green, I will not say, but I will message you so you know.
Oh, sweet.
Just, you know, so you know I'm not, like...
Making it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, yeah.
Green flies back and sees that a very ordinary-looking tiefling is following you. Too ordinary.
Like a changeling?
They're just like super run of the mill, like not particularly flashy coloured tiefling. They're just following behind you. They look up and they spot Green, kind of look over at you. And presumably see you looking at them.
Yeah.
And they sort of hold up their hand like a kind of a half wave, and they sort of semi-jog to catch up with you.
Oh. Serenity Aldridge? Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Equilibrium Brightwater.
Oh my god, I know that voice! Oh, Ellie, that's fantastic. Ellie, that's brilliant. That's so good.
Many Aces is Am Chisholm, Chloe Elliott, Ariel Evans, Katie McLeod, and me, Ellie Webster. Many thanks to our patrons, Nate Scott Jones, Ouroboros, EK Green, Space Ben, Callum D, Ebad, KP, and Still a Piece of Garbage. If you want to join them or find out more about what different rewards we offer, head to patreon.com/deckofmanyaces. If you'd like to leave us a review, please do so on the podcast platform of your choice. If your podcast platform doesn't have a review system, then you can use our Podchaser page. We read every review and it means the world to us. If you want to chat to us on socials, it's at Deck of Many Aces on pretty much every social media you can think of. Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, Blue Sky, Hive. We've got all of them. Give us a bell on any of those, or if you want to send us an email the old-fashioned way, it's deckofmanyaces@gmail.com. If you love the music from the show, you can check it out. It's on Chloe Elliott's Bandcamp. You can also search for any of the original soundtrack albums
just by searching Deck of Many Aces in most music streaming platforms. If you want to find us elsewhere, there's lots of places on the internet you can do so. You can find both Am and Chloe on Rendezvous with Destiny, our sister podcast. Am also runs a podcast with Will called Date Night Drive-In, and Chloe can be found on Twitch at Chloe_withtheflow. As for me, I've not got much out on the internet these days, but if you would like to support me or would like to hear more about what I'm doing in the creative sphere, have a little look at the episode description and click the sign up to my mailing list link. I'll never spam your inbox, it's usually an email every month or two, just to kind of let you know what I'm doing, what projects are in your area or online that I'm getting involved with, and how you can support me as an artist. If you'd like to support the podcast, obviously the Patreon we've mentioned earlier. If you just want to support us with a one-off donation, you can go to our Acast supporter link. That's supporter.acast.com/deckofmanyaces with dashes between the words. That's all from me. I love you. Have an ace week. Bye.